News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Hello, hello, hello. I need my microphone turned on, Isaac. I don't know if you just still got Brett Jensen in here on your mind, but I don't play that. I know he's all soft on you and everything, but I do not play that. Could have had my stuff ready. Just joshing you. But, Breaking Bread Jensen had the mayor of Monroe in here. Evidently, there was some kind of controversy going on, something. I don't know. Because I ain't from Monroe. I don't know about that. I live in Mooresville. I know my mayor. But I was listening back there in the studio, in the production studio, while I was getting ready to come on. And I said, this guy sounds like I should be nice to him when I meet him, but let me look it up just in case. I got to make sure that he fits into the category of somebody, an elected official I need to be nice to. And he did, meaning he's not a Democrat. When I first was talking about doing this job, a lot of people would ask, well, I mean, how conservative are you? I mean, you know, you're a funny guy on the radio and everything, you know, with the Ace and TJ show and all of that, but you've never done political talk. I said, it's not all about the politics of it. But, you know, if I ordered the tailgate special at Bojangles, I check to make sure there are no left wings in it because I'm not paying for it if it is. Actually, that's a lie. I made that up because I get just dark meat. Yeah, feel me on that? You the dark meat or white meat?
Nah, you know what it
Isaac.
Is. You know what it is.
Dark meat? Or white meat, because you're white
it.
Meat.
I love it, dude.
You're white meat, so you like the white meat. You like all of it?
All of it.
Oh. Not me, because I'll tell them, I say, please, can you make sure if that you don't put any dark white meat in there, because I'm just going to throw it away when I get home, because I will not eat white meat. What about you, Lonnie?
Yes, I'm a dark meat man.
There you go. Exclusively. But now everybody's getting on board with that. It's become a trend. You know, I watch a lot of those cooking videos and stuff on social media because I'm into cooking. And I've been preaching to people about dark meat for years and years. Especially white people. You know, white people get stuck on just, I only like white meat. I'm like, why do you like the old dry white meat? I don't even like turkey because of that. Even dark meat turkey is still kind of dry. I can't take it.
Love a thigh, man.
Oh, thigh's the best one.
It's juiciest thing ever.
Yeah. I always let those kids, you know, they wanted the legs when they were little. They're like, take the legs. I'm taking the thighs. And I get through with a chicken thigh. You look at that bone, it's a work of art, how I've gotten all that off of there. But now everybody's talking about thighs. So they're just coming around. I'm a trendsetter. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, so I looked it up, and that mayor is one of us. And so when people ask how conservative I am, that's how conservative I am. That I was going to wait until he was out of here if he would have been a Democrat, elected Democrat politician. Not like that with regular run-of-the-mill Democrats, but the professional Democrats I'm that way with. And I would have waited, and I'd have been kind of flustered coming on because I would have been late getting in here. Because that'd be just like a Democrat to make me late. Okay. So, yeah, that's it. Those are my principles. Professional Democrats, no good. But I want y'all to know something. I learned something today. You know, my treacherous drive in here to the big dangerous city, my hour and 5-minute drive. I'm on I-77. I'm stuck. And I look up and they have those electronic message board things that the state uses to, you know, put out amber alerts and all of that. And they had something up there and it read, booze it and lose it. And then the next message that came on, it said something along the lines of, it's against the law in North Carolina to drive while you're impaired. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Thank God they took the time to put that message up there, because I would have never, ever known that you can't drive when you're drunk in the state of North Carolina. Nobody has ever taught anybody that. Nobody ever talks about it. I'm glad finally someone's had the courage to let that news out there. The same with the seatbelts. Buckle up, it's the law. I see those in every state, and to be honest with you, I never would have dreamed that having to wear a seatbelt is a law in, well, I'm guessing all states. Because once it became a law in my home state of Louisiana, you got to figure everybody else has already done it, because Louisiana will fight tooth and nail to keep from having a law that restricts any type of fun. And, you know, riding around without a seatbelt is loads of fun. But yeah, I mean, if we didn't have people reminding us, and I often wonder how much those signs cost the taxpayers to put them along the sides of the road that say, buckle up, it's the law. Because those are nice metal signs. They've got to cost a pretty good penny, as the kids say. You think they make them in the penitentiary, like license plates? Think they make those big signs in the penitentiary? I hope they do save money. What? You ever thought about that, Lonnie? Because, you know, they still make license plates in the penitentiaries, don't they? Is that where they make them?
My grandfather used to make those license plates.
Really? Wow. And some people might take that as your grandfather was incarcerated. Well, I have I think maybe a third cousin down the line in Louisiana that at one point was the number one on, he was number one on the FBI's most wanted list.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thanks. He escaped from Angola State Penitentiary, which is one of the baddest penitentiaries in the country. And he escaped from there, and my whole family, cousins and all, they were like, oh no, man. Oh, Danny's on the run. Like, okay. I don't know him. Well, I'm trying to get out. But anyway, I just wonder how much those signs cost the taxpayers, if anything. And if they don't cost anything, I'd be glad to hear that. So if you know where the street signs, the road signs that say, buckle up, it's the law, where those come from and how much they cost, I would really like to learn something. And I'm not being sarcasm either. I'm being serious. I'm being serial. Not being sarcasm. I'm being serial. So, I meant to play something here for you, and we'll do it right after this break. But it's something that is very inspirational, and if you haven't heard it, you're going to love it. If you have heard it, you're going to love hearing it again, and it should be heard again. So we'll get to that next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Podcasts and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I see on TV right now, Big Sleepy is on there. Hakeem Jeffries. That was so funny. Lonnie, did you see Hakeem Jeffries, Big Sleepy, the other day? They busted him for for face tuning his or you know airbrush or whatever you do with editing his picture to make him look skinnier.
Nah, I ain't seen it.
He was leaned up on a park bench. He had you know his little casual clothes on. He had his jeans and a little white shirt. He got his arms folded like he's just posing like Big Daddy, you know. And the park bench he's leaning on is all stretched and caved in and all where somebody took that Facetune app or something like that and tried to squeeze his hips and his love handles together.
Oh, big sexy.
Oh, man. It was like, come on. I know you got young people doing that, and surely. But it looked like he did it himself because, you know, he probably can't see very well with those big sleepy eyes. But it was bad. It was bad. Our vice president was giving a speech, and he gave his take on the terrorists supporting jihad, calling for intifada. Intifada means to rise up, you know, in violence is what that means when he says he's for a global intifada. And he's just a punk. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was somebody else pulling his strings in the background. You know, like the president of Iran is not really the one in charge of anything. The Ayatollahs, the mullahs are. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what his whole candidacy is about in New York. But anyway, he's a scumbag, slime, and he's probably going to be the next mayor of New York. But this is what our vice president, J.D. Vance, had to say about
it. Be back, finally, to the next likely mayor of New York. Now, the person who wishes to lead our largest city had, according to multiple media reports, never once publicly mentioned America's Independence Day in earnest. But when he did so this year, this is what he said, and this is an actual quote. Quote, America is beautiful, contradictory, unfinished. I am proud of our country even as we constantly strive to make it better. End quote. There is no gratitude in those words. No sense of owing something to this land and the people who turned its wilderness into the most powerful nation on earth. Zoran Mamdani's father fled Uganda when the tyrant Idi Amin decided to ethnically cleanse his nation's Indian population. Mamdani's family fled violent racial hatred, only for him to come to this country, a country built by people he never knew, overflowing with generosity to his family, offering a haven from the kind of violent ethnic conflict that is commonplace in world history, but it is not commonplace here. And he dares, on our 249th anniversary, to congratulate it by paying homage to its incompleteness and to its, as he calls it, contradiction. I wonder, has he ever read the letters from boy soldiers in the Union Army to parents and sweethearts that they'd never see again? Has he ever visited the gravesite of a loved one who gave their life to build the kind of society where his family could escape racial theft and racial violence? Has he ever looked in the mirror and recognized that he might not be alive were it not for the generosity of a country he dares to insult on its most sacred day? Who the hell does he think that he is?
J.D. Vance. The whole not giving America credit and you know, that part of it, that's not as much a part of his being an anti-American, wants the death of everyone who's not Muslim, especially white people. That's not as much a part of his beliefs on that side as it is just a regular Democrat tactic. You know, Democrat politicians, whenever they go somewhere and they're asked about all of these brutal dictator-run countries that, you know, have no human rights and kill people for no reason and all of that. They will always say, yes, that is awful, but, you know, America is not without our problems. You know, they always want to throw off on America because they hate it. Now, Mamdani's situation is that he and his family hate not only America, but they hate and want to extinguish everyone who isn't part of their religion. And this little punk goes around with his little laugh and his smile, and he's, you know, he's so adorable and all that. But I really do think that that this movement is serious. And if we want to hang on to our American values and our American culture, something's going to have to be done. You know, I still say, if you immigrated to this country and you are caught talking down about it and causing strife and riling people up against our country, then you should either be deported and monitored for the rest of your life that you don't try to get back in the country, or just go to an American prison. So you can't disrupt our way of life that is the best way of life in the history of the world. And this guy is, I mean, he's a brat, rich kid. His dad is an America-hating professor at Columbia. His mom is a director of liberal propaganda film, documentaries, and all of that. He's just a punk. He's just a little pea ant. And they would be dead if they would have stayed where they were, if they hadn't have come to America. And what did they do? They came to America and they're wealthy beyond their wildest dreams, but that's not enough. It's not enough for them. You know why? Because they're sick and twisted. I mean, it's just that simple. And we're going to have to figure out a way to stop this before it goes any further. You say, well, it's just one city. You know, have you looked in these European countries lately to see what's going on? The European countries don't even have a culture anymore. Their culture has been changed to catering to third world, pretty much uncivilized people. Do we want that? Is that what we want? And don't be fooled by our, you know, Democrat ruling class. They want it. You know, like the wicked Chuck Schumer, you know. But got news for you, Chucky. If this is the way you think you're going to tear America down so you can rebuild it in a communist fashion, it's not going to work, because these people taking over would, I dare say they would decapitate you as soon as they possibly could. Same with all you other sinful liberals, all you Hollywood types. They're not going to stand for you. They're not going to put up with your behavior, your immoral behavior. No. Media, same way. So keep on pandering to this, Democrats. Keep on supporting it, pumping it up. You're going to be in for a rude awakening, but the bad part is you're going to drag everybody, all the good people, down with you. And I don't play that. I don't. All right. Let's see. I got to put my old man reading glasses on for a second to see what's coming up next. Oh, wow. I think this is the first time we've ever featured this lady on our show here. A real useful idiot for the Democrats, making her way around the talk show circuit, the nighttime talk shows. Wait until you get a load of this. It's coming up next. Don't miss it. Hang on.
The DJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to tjritchie.com and sign up today.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Bringing it, bringing it. Thank you for listening to the show. Being one of the 11 listeners, that's great. You can get all up in this studio if you want to. You can text us 704-570-1110 on the WBT texting line thing, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Or just call that number if you want to talk. Might not get to talk to me, but if you just want to chat with one of these young fellas, I'm sure they don't have anything else to do. What?
Oh, I just raised my hand.
Oh, okay. I thought you were giving me a signal or something. About to be cut.
Just waving all the fans out there.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know. This could have been last night, maybe the night before. I don't know. But the Jimmy Kimmel show had a guest, and Jimmy Kimmel wasn't there. I guess he's on vacation, probably somewhere crying. He cries a lot. You know, he's a big time lib. He's in with the libs, and they've just magically forgotten all those comedy routines that he used to do. Those sketches he would do where he was wearing blackface, and when he was objectifying women. He used to be on a show called The Man Show on Comedy Central, and that's all forgotten. You know, if you're a lib in good standing, they'll forget everything you've ever done. But anyway. Anthony Anderson was sitting in for him. He's a famous actor. I think his project right now is Law and Order, the new Law and Orders. And I used to love that show, but before it just became completely woke. It was one of my favorite shows of all time. But yeah, Anthony Anderson is not far from the way Jimmy Kimmel thinks anyway. So he had his guest on there, and the guest was Stacey Abrams. Now, Stacey Abrams is a two-time loser in the gubernatorial races in Georgia. She was smoked both times. The Georgians spoke loudly and clearly that you lose. But the Democrats keep trotting her out like she's one of the most brilliant political minds that they've ever seen. Oh, they just fall all over themselves with praise for Stacey Abrams. She's almost like the Oprah Winfrey of politics, except Oprah Winfrey actually has success under her belt, obviously. This one doesn't, this woman. But, they were talking about, she was going on and on with her communist diatribes about how Trump is racist and how he's got this plan, MAGA has this plan to take over. And basically, she rattled off all of the things, the tactics that the Democrat Party uses, and blames it on Republicans. And that's one of the rules that they, you know, the rules for radicals. That they all live by is their Bible. It tells them to do that. So she's doing it. And then he asks her, Anthony Anderson says, well, what should we do about this? What is the next move? And this is what she said.
We can remember that we do have power. They don't want dissent. So protest. They want us to forget that before we had power, we had each other. So when they break democracy, when they break the Social Security system, when they slash SNAP benefits and Medicaid, make sure you're checking on your neighbors. Make sure we're using mutual aid. But also tell the truth. Do not let the propaganda win. Too often they tell a lie. They will tell a lie so often it sounds like the truth. We say the truth one time, and when people don't applaud, we stop talking. We've got to keep telling the truth, not only to push back against them, but to remind us that we are entitled to the truth. We have to believe that freedom of assembly means it's more than just going to protest. It's the ability to be friends with people who aren't like you. And we have to stop believing that we are in this alone. The most effective thing they do is isolate us. They convince us that you and I don't have any common cause, and we certainly don't have common cause with someone who has a different history than we do. When we hold to our truth, when we actually believe in ourselves and our people, when we believe in democracy as something that must deliver, that's when we start to fight back, and that's when they lose, because they win when we are too numb or too afraid to act.
Now, if you didn't know any better and you just turned on the radio and you heard that, you would be thinking, who is this Republican woman calling out Democrats? Because that's exactly what they do. You see, it's part of the game. It's part of the communist mind tricks, one of the manipulation. And it's also, I know I say some crazy things, and I know I'm not all Mr. Political Science, and I don't have, you know, the background of many years of studying politics and knowing the ins and outs of the House and the Senate, the members thereof, and all of that stuff. But this, again, is an effort to recruit black people into this movement. They don't want the illegal aliens to leave. They are here for a purpose to the Democrat Party, the Communocrat Party. Last night we had a clip of famous, super, super popular morning radio person and really nice guy, Ricky Smiley. We had an example of that. So scared they're going to start doing that, just picking people up and shipping them off and all of that stuff. But that's why she says stand by with people that we don't have the same history, but we can get along for the same goal. What do you think that language is? Because the black voters that have been very vocal in their beliefs on this thing, when they've been, you know, tried to be pulled into it, have said, this is not our fight. This is not our problem. And they're actually the other way. They're angry at the Democrats, the professional Democrats, for putting illegal aliens, criminals, hardened criminals and all, even above the needs of their black voters that have been so loyal to them for so many years. They know what you're doing, but the full court press is on now. I mean, and let's face it, Democrats with their identity politics and all, they wouldn't, if Stacey Abrams were an attractive Asian or white woman, and she had gotten smoked in two elections for governor, they would have thrown her away a long time ago. But she's not. You know, she's the marginalized. She's marginalized even more than if she were just marginalized because of her race. So they play these dirty, dirty games, but they're playing for keeps. These Communocrats. Because they know they're in trouble. They know they're in trouble because what Trump and the Republicans are doing is improving America and improving the life of Americans, all Americans. Not just the ones that they pick and choose because of the color of their skin or where they're from or any of that, or who's going to cause the most chaos. That's why I can't stand them. I cannot stand these professional Democrats, because I really, really think they're all just up to no good. They use people. They manipulate people. They lie. I mean, flat out lie. And this is causing violence on our police officers, our ICE agent, law enforcement people. And that is something that I do not tolerate. That drives me absolutely insane. So I have some ideas about that, how we can get that stopped before it goes any further. And you may not like it, even as conservatives, you may not like my suggestion, but we're family here, and I'll share it, and you can weigh in on it however you want. Coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
That's good. So, the country is just like, well, part of the country is just so twisted and backwards, and we got to stop it. So here's the way the Democrat mindset works. It works like this. We, as Democrats, when we're in charge, we will break our laws. And right now we're talking about immigration. So we'll break the immigration laws. We'll open the floodgates to as many people who want to come in here as possible. And they're going to come in here, and we want them to be from the third world, and we want to make sure that they know America sucks, and they should hang on to their culture. We want them all. We want the ones who are going to cause the most trouble, and they are going to, and this is communist terminology here, we want them to disrupt the system. And then, when Republicans have a chance to run things, and they start trying to really enforce the law and clean up what we have messed up, then we're going to make them out to be the bad guys, and we're going to get power back. That's the way it works. It's pretty simple. But what happens is you end up, even Trump, and I know Trump's tough, and he goes against the grain and all of that stuff, but even Trump has to be so careful with his decisions as to not put the Democrats in a position to get sympathy and demand that they be put back in charge and all of this stuff. But here's my thing. You don't come into our country, break the laws, especially if you're a violent criminal from another country and you just got out of prison there and they dumped you here. We shouldn't allow you to have the gall to think that you're going to change our way of life. And when the Democrats put this poison message out there for their, you know, let's face it, their weak-minded cult followers that they've, you know, lobotomized, and they're walking around like robots, and convince them to attack our law enforcement officers and our Marines and National Guard people who are trying to enforce the law. When they convince them to do that, rubber bullets is not slowing it down. There's going to have to come a time when our law enforcement officers are going to have to use deadly force. Because what are they supposed to do? Just stand there and get attacked? I saw this clip yesterday of a crazy, radical Islamist woman standing in the face of a Muslim NYPD officer who was standing there with the line of officers not to cross, And she's right in his face, screaming at the top of her lungs, just screaming and ridiculing him. And she was an intern for Mom Donnie, the guy running for mayor. So they're all in cahoots, screaming in this guy's face. And I don't know how he didn't just spin her around and throw her to the ground and handcuff her and put her in the back of a car. I don't know. He just stood there with patience. Because, you know, men can't stand a woman screaming at them. We just can't tolerate that because of something in the male ear. That's torture to a man, is for a woman to just stand and scream at him. But when they start attacking and ambushing our law enforcement officers, shooting fireworks at them, throwing rocks at their vehicles as they drive by from an overpass to try to get them to wreck, it's going to have to get ugly. But then people say, well, that's just what the Democrats want. They're waiting for that. I know Democrats are just bloodthirsty. These Democrat party leaders, these communocrats, they're bloodthirsty. They want violence. They want any type of violence that they feel will give them an edge to win back power. That's how diabolical they are. But we have to allow our law enforcement officers and our military personnel to protect themselves with deadly force if necessary. That's what they're there to do. If things are beyond a point where if you try to attack a police officer on the street and you got fireworks you're shooting at him, if you get out of your car at a traffic stop and you're holding a knife or you're about to throw fireworks at a guy, a police officer, and you start running after him, he's going to drop you. I don't understand why this is different. Now, again, I'm not one that's bloodthirsty and all of that. The Democrats are. And I'm just saying, where are we going to be if it keeps going the way it is? What is going to get accomplished? How many of our brave men and women in law enforcement are going to have to get hurt or killed by these maniacs before we actually do the thing that we know would stop them? They're pushing it. They're pushing and pushing and pushing. And President Trump should just start with a message to loved ones and say, if you got a protester person out there and they're going to try to attack our officers, you need to stop them. Talk some sense into them, because they're going to pay the price. That would be the first step. Let them know. Let them know. All right. We're going to do TJ on the news coming up next. That's going to be a lot of fun. Don't miss that. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the news.
Yes, indeed. News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
We are ready to go with the stories that are the most important things that you need to know from around the world. So let's get it kicked off with our lead story.
Man, I love college.
Hey!
I love drinking.
Hey!
I love women.
Hey! All right. I make no bones about it. I'm not a big fan of college professors. Too many of them are Marxist indoctrinators. They've caused so much problems in our culture. So much. And look, if you work at UNC Charlotte or something and you're getting all mad, I don't care. Stop being a Marxist. Stop poisoning the minds of our young people. Then we can be friends. But they're all complaining about the students using AI and chat GPT and all of that stuff. Well, it turns out that a bunch of college professors are using AI to slack on their jobs. College professors told Fortune that the use of AI for tasks such as class preparation, grading has become pervasive. Some students argue that that this AI use by the professors is diminishing the value of their education and raises transparency and fairness issues. Not to mention they're paying a fortune to go to these colleges to be indoctrinated, and these professors are paid. They need to do the job. I mean, you don't see Isaac and Lonnie coming in here dialing up AI stuff to do all the work that they do.
I wouldn't say all that now. I love AI.
I used to use some in college, mostly for outlines, though. I wouldn't usually, you can't turn it in that way.
Look, I don't care if in college if people are using it to cheat. I don't. If you're not trying to be a doctor or something like that, if you're just, going to be a regular major of something.
If you're going to work at a radio station, you can use AI in college. Yeah.
We're going to ask Chat, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, but, these professors, you need to do your jobs. Put in the work, as your students say. Don't the kids say that? You got to put in the work.
Do the work.
Yeah. Start doing some adulting, as the millennials would say. Stop being Marxist. Did I say that?
I don't think you said that.
Yeah, stop that. All right, here we go. Next story. As long as we're talking about technology, I'm a skeered of robots. First of all, I don't believe in things being called a robot. It's not a robot if it doesn't have a head.
What?
They used to have those battle bots things, and these little machines would just run around on the floor and hammer each other.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. A robot is a humanoid, I guess is what you would call those types of robots that walk and look like humans. To me, that's the only kind of robot there is.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was when I was growing up. So, yeah. RoboCop had a head. But anyway, these robots are being used for more and more cool stuff. The Army Corps of Engineers Engineer Research and Development Center has actually come up with a solution, they're hoping, that's so sophisticated to keep birds away from our jets, our fighter jets and stuff, because the birds will get into the jet engines and mess it up. So they've got these little robots, and they're coyote robots that will. Yeah, I'm telling you, these coyote robots, when they see birds coming around the planes, they'll just take off and get them out of there when the planes are, grounded, or when they're getting ready to take off, or anything. That's what they're programmed to do, run off the birds.
Have they ever considered a scarecrow?
No, what are you going to be more scared of if you're a bird? A whole big bunch of coyotes coming at you? Or a scarecrow who's like, with a silly hat and a smile on his face? I would be more scared of the coyotes. Now, wait until we can get that for home security.
Man, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you think those doorbell cams are good? Wait until robot coyotes come to the door. You're not getting in here.
Just a quick whistle, so. Get the UPS man out of there.
The UPS guy can come, but just don't be trying to get in the house. All right, next story.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
I don't know what it's going to take for city people to realize, and I'm guessing that the guy in this story is also a liberal because he's from California, Northern California. And I don't know what it's going to take to get them to understand you don't mess with wildlife. Wildlife is not the type of animals that you can just go up and pet, or, when they try to take selfies with a bison and Yellowstone and they end up getting trampled and all that stuff. Well, this guy saw an injured bear on the side of the road, and he decided he was going to help it out. It happened last month, but they just have been getting new information and all about it. He's 59 years old. They didn't release his name, but one report said that he saw the bear get hit. But a later report said he hit the bear with his car, and he felt guilty. So he went out to help the bear. The bear was, you know, struggling, and was trying to get up over a concrete barrier to get back out into the woods. So this guy goes up to try to give him a boost, a 400-pound black bear. Guess what that bear did? Bit his arm several times before he even knew what happened.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Oh. Like, dude. I mean, that's one of those what did you expect verdicts, you know?
The Darwin Award goes to.
Yeah. So the bear chomped down on him multiple times. He had to go to the hospital, but I guess he's okay. The bear didn't make it, though. So they have a link in the story that you can look at, you know, the whole story, because it's extended and all that. But it comes with a warning, a trigger warning. Warning, the article includes a photo of a dead bear. Oh, my God, no.
Not Yogi.
A picture of a dead bear. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Have we become that soft in America that you can't even look at a picture of a dead animal?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're pretty soft.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. And finally. Okay, this lady put a video out on the TikTok of her daughter sitting in the aisle seat of a plane. She was sitting across in the other seats across from her while this nasty-looking woman was asleep in the other seats by her daughter, but she had her back against the window and she had her nasty, disgusting, crusty, jagged toenail feet right up against that little girl. And I'm not exaggerating, just nasty. And so the mom was posting video of it and saying, you know, my daughter's, you know, in pain or whatever, having to deal with this. She's miserable, this woman's stinky feet or whatever. And then people started ragging on the woman. Well, why'd you let her sit there like that? Why didn't you? But I think that somebody who doesn't know enough about how to behave socially, if you don't know enough not to put your nasty, stinking, bare feet in the vicinity, in a close vicinity of another person on a plane, you should be on the no-fly list. You should be on the you should actually be on the no-public list.
Yep.
Like, you should not be allowed out amongst innocent people. If you're that inept socially,
keep the dogs up, people.
Yeah.
Keep your feet covered.
Some airlines have that as a rule. You know, no bare feet on the plane, and they try to act like it's for safety reasons. But you know, it's because people's feet are nasty. Nobody wants to see that. And I've seen videos where they, you know, will prop them up on the seat, like on, in the armrest, you know, the seats in front of them.
Hey, man.
I mean, that's going to be a fight. There better be an air marshal on that flight if that's me.
I love the ladies. I love the ladies and, you know, feet be looking nice, but some of them be stinking.
I know.
Now, we got to do something about that now.
Yeah, that really, really, it's a big thing with me, people who don't take care of their feet. It's just nasty. And I don't know what I would go crazy in a plane. Yeah. I would say, excuse me, can you move your feet, please? And if they didn't do it, because you know how everybody wants to fight all of a sudden, you know, then we'd have to go at it. But I would have definitely gone to that. And she had the whole look. I mean, she looked disgusting. It looked like she hadn't had a shower in a month.
Oh.
So, you know which side of the aisle she falls on.
Just peacefully sitting in your seat and a toe rubs up against your arm.
I'll show y'all the picture when we go to the break. It's disgusting. Right. It's disgusting.
I don't need to see it.
All right. So there you go. That's the most important stuff going on in the world. Tonight's edition of TJ on the News.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, wow. I'm all giddy. Can't stop smiling and blushing. I'll tell you why in just a second. If you want to call it, 704-570-1110. Or hit us up on the texting, as the kids say. Get some texting going. Hit us up on the WBT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. It's the same number, 704-570-1110. Okay, so why am I giddy all of a sudden? Why am I blushing? That must mean that we have a clip from my majestic queen. That would be Sweet Jazzy F. Crockett. You know her from the Congressional Congress, member of the House of Representatives. Jazzy, my sweet, sweet Jazzy. And I got to be honest with you, she's changed my mind, and it may be because I'm in love with her. I don't know. You know how some men get weak with the woman they love. But this is what she said, and I'll explain why I'm maybe getting a little weak-kneed about it.
Violence doesn't come from Democrats, just to be clear. I mean, obviously anyone can be a criminal, but it is MAGA. It's specifically MAGA faction. Like,
okay. So all of this time until I heard my sweet, majestic queen, Representative Jazzy Felicia Crockett, say that, all this time I've been misinformed. Because until Sweet Jazzy said that, I always believed, and I guess wrongly, I've always believed that the Democrat Party was the violent party. You know, I always believed that it goes way back, even before they used the Ku Klux Klan as their enforcement wing. And all of those violent lynchings and cross burnings and torturings and all of that stuff that happened back then, I always thought the members of the KKK were Democrats. The sheriff in Birmingham during the Civil Rights Movement, named Bull Connor, I always thought he was a Democrat when he turned the dogs loose on the marchers and the water cannons on them. But thank God Sweet Jazzy has set us straight. I maybe you believe the same thing. How lost and confused we were until the brilliant Congresswoman Jazzy Crockett let us know. Look, right when I'm talking about my sweet queen, she comes up on Fox News there, and she got her hair cut, didn't she?
She looks good.
That looks so good. She either got it cut or she didn't put it in today, but it looked really good. She got like what they would call a lob. You know what that is, Isaac? You probably don't know because you're not in touch with the ladies like I am.
I'm not in touch with
a them. Lob is a longer bob. It's kind of a long bob, and they call it a lob.
The more you
man,
know.
She looked, oh, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to finish. I got to call her.
Calm
right
down,
now.
Man.
I'm going to call her right now. I'm going to ask her for a pic. Hey, send your man a pic. But anyway, I'm going to keep giving her credit where credit is due for educating everybody who has been taught wrongly that the violence has always been on the Democrat side of things. Always. That's what I've thought. But now I know it's my people. I'm so blind to it. My people, the Republicans. I always thought that the Republican Party was established to fight against slavery. But no, we've been the violent ones all along. I thought Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of those violent uprisings and everything. I thought that was on behalf of the Democrats. What a fool I've been. Oh, I thought those domestic terrorists that were Barack Obama's friends that started his political career off in their living room, that Weather Underground group and all of that, bombing judges' houses and the Capitol building and all that stuff, I thought they were Democrats. But not if Sweet Jazzy says that all of the violence happens on the Republican side with MAGA. Man, I could sit here and go on and on all night of examples of Democrats, or what I thought were Democrats, being violent and always being the violent ones. I could just keep going and going and going. I mean, I don't have time to do it, but I love knowing now that I've been brought over to the realistic side of things. Like, why was I thinking that these rioters and protesters and all that are doing stuff now, why was I thinking they were Democrats or fighting on the Democrat side of things, fighting against MAGA? I don't even know if I deserve this job, Isaac. Who am I to be telling people about the political world and being, you know, what up until this moment was considered to be the country's leading societal profiler? And I don't even know the difference between what Democrats do and what Republicans do. Man. I'm going to have to take a break just to gather myself here. And I'm going to try to call my baby. I don't know. She may be busy tonight. They may be voting on something or something on Capitol Hill. But I'm going to try to call her. See if she'll even take my call now. She probably thinks I'm so stupid. She has no respect for her man anymore. All right. So hopefully I will be back in just a few minutes if I don't decide to just quit on the spot because I don't deserve to be here. None of us does. Oh. Sad moment, but also proud moment that I'm educated now. So hopefully we'll have more next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Yes, yes. Ramming, jamming, slamming. Giving you all of the emotions tonight on this emotional roller coaster of emotions and being emotional. You know, a lot of people say I have a way with words and a way with saying things. And I appreciate that. All right. So the number here is 704-570-1110. And Roger has called in. Roger, you want to say something about my crush that I have on Sweet Jazzy?
It's okay because I have a crush on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You do? You got the MGT?
She's a hot one, buddy.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a hot one.
Now, do you agree with MTG, or is it a, you know, kind of an opposites attract thing like it is with Sweet Jazzy and me?
Pretty much opposite attract thing.
Yeah.
I think I can convert her if she wants to come over.
If she wants to come over to the Democrat side, huh?
Wants to come over. I think I can convert her.
Yeah. What about that? What about that Lauren Boebert?
Nah, she's kind of hot too.
Yeah, she's probably. I bet she's not even 5 feet tall. It's a little thing.
Yeah, a little petite thing.
Mm-hmm. I saw her carrying a gun one time, and it could have just been like a snub-nosed 38 or something, but it looked like a rifle because she's so little. All right, well, thank you very much. I'm glad you understand this draw that I have, this animalistic passion for the wonderful Jasmine Crockett.
You got it, brother.
All right, have a nice night, Rog. Thanks for calling, bud. See, we can all find common ground. What do you think would be harder for me to convert my sweet queen Jazzy Crockett to being a Republican conservative? I like to use the term conservative more than Republican when describing myself. Or Roger there would have a harder time getting Marjorie Taylor Greene to come over to his Democrat side. That'd be a good challenge, wouldn't it?
That'd be tough. That's like you trying to move him an immovable object and him trying to stop an unstoppable force.
Mm-mm. Because once I lose this weight with PhD weight loss,
buddy.
Man, I'm going to be handsome again, get rid of this candy coating. I bet you I could have Jasmine Crockett doing whatever I wanted her to do. She hasn't sent me that picture yet, though. I want to see her new haircut. She must be busy. That's all right. My sweet Jazzy. I don't know about that Marjorie Taylor Greene, though. She kind of, I mean, I know she's a conservative. Don't get me wrong. Even though I think she's a little out there a lot of the time, she's better than a Democrat. So I don't care how weak a Republican candidate is. It's always going to be better than a Democrat. I mean, I ran to the polls to vote for Mark Robinson for governor. And people telling me, Josh Stein, though, he's a better representative. These Republicans trying to tell me this. He's a better representative of, you know, for our state. And, you know, Mark Robinson has troubles as a candidate. I mean, they shouldn't have really put him in that position to run. He wasn't ready and all these other things. And I was like, I don't care. Josh Stein could be the most, I don't know, mannerly, brilliant man that we could put out there as governor, as a representative of this state. Doesn't matter. He's a Democrat. Hard and fast rule with me. I'm sorry. And people are like, what are you talking about? I'm telling you. And he's vetoed some stuff already that would have been good for the state. I know Mark Robinson had his problems and all that, but still. The worst Republican candidate is better than the best Democrat candidate. Always. Because if the Democrat candidate were good and a good person to be running things for your state or your country or whatever, they'd be Republicans. Duh. You know, one of the first nights I was on here, I think Brett Jensen was a little taken aback by my hard stance that there are no good elected Democrats. But, I mean, call me an amateur if you want. I'm the guy that talks politics with you at happy hour. That's what I do. I have a little bit of, you know, of a unique perspective on a lot of things and, you know, I would be holding court in a bar, you know, just got a crowd around and going on and on and on, saying things that, you know, people who really know what they're talking about and live in the world of politics would be like, no, man, you can't do that. Well, point to me, show me a prominent Democrat, elected Democrat, that has done something good on a consistent basis for our country or our state or our city or whatever. I know they'll throw John Fetterman up there for his stance about Israel and all that. Okay, I'll give you that. But is that worth, you know, say, electing him as a Democrat to be a Democrat all year on every other issue that comes up? No, I don't think so. And look, I know I'm not here to win over any friends in the community as far as movers and shakers and powers that be and all of that. But again, what do I know? I'm just a glorified DJ. I'm a morning funny man host that's just, you know, doing this. They put me on at night. I can't hurt anybody. I'm not going to distance me from the real hosts of the other shows and stuff. That, I mean, they were like, he said he'll work for free and we can put him on where he's not up against any of the other professional commentators and all that. How can we turn that down? I was standing at the door with a suitcase. Just let me in. Just let me talk. But I know you get me, you wonderful 11 listeners. And once they tell me that it's not even a good deal for them as a free service to keep me on, I'll be somewhere. I'll be somewhere talking the same stuff that, you know, some kind of a platform that will hold 11 people listening. But again, I am not just trying to troll anybody. I'm not trying to aggravate you, poke fun at you, and try to get you mad and all of that, saying outrageous things. I truly believe that there is never, ever a reason to vote for a Democrat over a Republican. Ever. And I think I've pretty much been that way my entire life. And my parents at one time, they were thinking Democrats. Ugh. And then I asked them, which I was about 8 or 9, and I was like, why were y'all registered Democrats? Like, I had my little bag packed and everything, my little Dallas Cowboys, my New Orleans Saints duffel bag, ready to move out, run away. Why were y'all, give me a good reason, mama and daddy, why y'all were registered Democrats? And they said something about Republicans used to not be able to vote in as many elections and stuff, so they were just registered Democrats, but they always voted Republican. My dad was in the military and all, so I kind of believe, you know, he's a career military man. But my mama was a stinking public school teacher. I didn't know about that. Because, you know, they tend to be out there, too. The ones you see on the TikToks and the Twitters and stuff. So hopefully my mama wasn't like that. I'll ask her. I'll ask that old battle axe. Now, see, I made a joke. Now people are going to think I was joking about the whole never ever voting for a Democrat thing. I wasn't joking about that. So we'll just leave it there. We'll take a break. Let that settle in. I don't want anybody to get a misconception of me or any kind of conception from me. I already got 2 babies and a wife. I don't need any more conceptions. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
I'm seeing on the Fox News channel up here, they had a shot of James Carville. They dusted him off and put him on camera. Maybe he was shooting it himself with a tripod. But he was saying something. I don't know. Obviously, it was going to be something stupid and lying. You know, he worked for the Clintons. He was the mastermind behind the Clinton election in the 90s. But it always makes me laugh when they refer to him as the Raging Cajun, because he's from Louisiana. And being from Louisiana, let me tell you something. Every man that is from the middle of the state down, because, you know, Louisiana is shaped like a boot. Well, from the middle down, that's Cajun. Every man has referred to himself as the Raging Cajun in his life many times. So it's the most unoriginal nickname that he could have given himself. But he's crazy, so whatever. Dang, Carville. We gotta get down now. These liberal women ruining everything for the Democrat Party. Okay, shut up. There's something really, really sad that's going on outside of all of the stuff with the Texas flooding and everything. And I like to keep up with this because it has been such a defining issue in our culture over the past 10 years or so, 10, 15 years. And that's the transgender movement. And the sad thing is that these commucrats, these evil Democrats want to continue, not just with the kids, you know, that's cruel and you know, that butchery and all of that, to chop off kids' genitals and try to change their sex when it's impossible to change someone's sex. But even the support that the mental health industry and the politicians on the left, the support that they give to adults who want to do that, these adults who obviously have issues mentally, emotionally, and because it fits a political narrative or helps with their agenda, the Democrats keep pushing them, more and more people, into doing this. You know, and then when they say with the kids is that you can take the hormone blockers, but as soon as you stop, everything goes back to normal. If you decide that, you know, the child decides they don't want to be the opposite sex, or, you know, however they put it, it's not true. But not many people really get into what happens when you go through these surgeries and these hormone treatments and all of that. You are locked in to these doctors and treatments and all for the rest of your life. And the people who are detransitioners are being, you know, attacked and everything because they're going against the grain of what the political movement is. And libs of TikTok had this this woman speaking. And I just thought it was so sad, but it's worth hearing so you know what kind of emotional trauma that these people go through.
I hadn't even learned algebra in high school yet, but I was old enough to choose to have healthy parts of my body electively amputated. I was sold a product, medical transition, by professionals and institutions who told me that it would fix my distress and save my life. I was told that if I didn't do this, I would probably end up dead. But here's what they didn't tell me. They didn't tell me that taking cross-sex hormones and undergoing major surgery at 14 years old could leave me with pelvic floor dysfunction and urinary incontinence, problems I have to manage now as a young adult. I'm only 20 years old. They didn't tell me that these complications are common enough to be known risks, and yet they were hidden from me at an age where I didn't even understand what these terms meant, let alone the impact they would have on my daily life. And it doesn't stop there. When I tried to warn others by leaving honest reviews on my surgeon's websites, describing my regret, the complications, the lack of real informed consent, my reviews were deleted. Think about that. A surgeon permanently altered my healthy body when I was a middle school student and then erased my negative feedback to protect his reputation. If that doesn't sound like fraud, I don't know what does.
14 years old. First of all, her parents need to be locked up. And I'm pretty sure that it's a woman that was trying to become a man. And because I don't call, people who are pretending to be women or pretending to be men, I don't call them by those pronouns. But how in the world could you be so crass, so hard-hearted to look in the face of a 14-year-old, a middle schooler, and say, if you don't have this major surgery, you are going to die because you're going to kill yourself because you're that unhappy, because you're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to be a woman. You're not supposed to be a little girl. You're supposed to be a little boy. And there's so many reasons the Democrat politicians want this, because it fits the agenda of tearing down traditional American values and mainly the family unit. That's the most dangerous thing to the way of life that Democrats want. And it's in the communist teachings of Marx and Engels to break apart the family unit. So then when you don't have the family unit, you look to the government as your mom and dad, so to speak. But you look at that and go, I want that, and I want the money. As the doctors, like, I want the money that I'm going to get for the rest of this child's life, and I'm getting it early because she's only 14. I mean, that is a special, special kind of diabolical behavior. I mean, you're supposed to be there to heal people, not to, maim them for life, basically. I don't know. But, that's your Democrats for you. As long as it fits their agenda to regain power and to turn this country into something that it was never meant to be. That's why I don't like them. They're up to no good all the time. All right. So that's it for tonight. I'm going to go eat a PhD weight loss snack. On my way home, the great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next. He'll probably yell something. He does.
Get off my phone, you idiot.
Something like that. Hey, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.